Welcome back. I'm your host, Doug Haldeman. We are broadcasting from the Cornerstone Mortgage Studios at FM News Talk 97.1. I want to welcome back. We have Tom Turbrock and Tammy Haldeman. Welcome back, guys.
Yeah, thanks for having us back.
Absolutely. Yeah. We're glad to be here every week.
So, Tom, this is one disease that I think I can safe to say you don't have.
Okay, let's see.
The TSS disease.
What's that mean?
Toxic seller syndrome.
Toxic
seller syndrome. This is a real estate disease.
Right.
Okay.
It could be contagious. We better look out.
Right. Explain.
Yes, let's do it. You want to, honey?
Go for it. I'll let you start on this one. This is good.
Well, we're kind of making fun because, you know, we get attached to our home. Even though we want to sell it, there's things that we do to sabotage the way we sell our home. And we wanted to kind of review some of these things in case to see if you have this disease or not.
Okay, all right. This is good.
So
yeah, we hate to be the bearer of bad news.
Right.
It's for help.
Exactly.
Yes, it is help.
So if you're sitting there and maybe your home's been on the market for a while and you're asking yourself, why is my house not selling? It could actually be you. You may be the disease. So we're going to go over this. So
first one is limited property access.
Right.
Okay, so that... It's really important that when somebody wants to see the home, that you can get them in very quickly. And it's a pain in the butt as a seller when sometimes people give you very little notice to get out of your house. And God forbid you have kids, you're running around trying to clean up and have this thing spick and span in a heartbeat. You have to give people access to it.
Right.
If they have to wait very long, a lot of times you may get an hour's notice. You better be willing to vacate that house very quickly.
That's
to
do.
That too. And if I remember my parents wanting to view a home, and the lady was, you could only view the home on Sundays between 3 and 6 or something like that. And for a real estate agent to have that in their mind all the time, that makes it harder. It just makes it more difficult to get the schedule.
Well, and when are families home? They're home in the evenings and weekends. Mm-hmm. And when are people available to go view properties? Evenings and weekends.
Yeah.
So, you're going to have to get out of your house during those times.
Man.
Detach from that. All right. So next category is called house showing drama. So this is one we wanted to talk about. It's, it's kind of like the proverbial food stuck in your teeth when you're on your first date. It's like, oh, God,
right,
if you're sticking around the house.
Yeah, so
upon showing the house.
Yes, you insist
you're
on sticking around.
You're that piece of food in the teeth.
So you need to be out of the house because you're just
It's a major faux pas to be able to stay in the house during a showing.
Okay.
Right. It definitely makes people uncomfortable. They can't openly talk about things.
Right.
Same thing with open houses. Don't stick around during your own open house.
Right.
You need to get out
true.
During that too.
And, just taking the ego out of it a little bit, too, because they're going to probably comment on some kind of decorations.
Hiding a recorder is a different story, though. That may be acceptable. Some people don't know.
That's not a bad idea, actually.
You may not want to hear what they have to say, though.
Right.
Because people can be brutal.
Yes, they can be.
Yeah, we had a neighbor, actually, that sold his house, and this is this old German guy named Wolfgang. And
love it.
I loved his attitude. He's like... He's like, well, people will either like it or they won't, and all I need is one.
And
he was smart.
He got the one.
Yeah, and he found the one eventually.
Right.
It took a little while.
That's beautiful.
But he found the one.
He did. So really consider, again, making it a family event day to go on out and do something when you have an open, a showing or an open house or something along those lines. Another one, I'm sure you work with agents all the time, but ignoring your agent's advice.
Right, so ignoring advice, definitely a big mistake.
Right. I mean, you're hiring an agent to help you sell your home.
Yes.
They've done this for a living.
That's their job.
They tell you to take down your personal pictures. Take down your personal pictures. I know your family's beautiful. And
they're trying to help you guys.
Nobody that ever took an awkward family photo thought that it was an awkward family photo.
Until it showed up in the game.
Yeah, until it showed up in the game or the website.
Right.
But your photo just may be an awkward family photo.
Right. Well, and a lot of times agents will come in and they just know the feng shui, but the flow of the home and what chair may need to be moved to a different spot or, the colors of something or repairs that need to be done. And if you're going to just ignore them, then you should maybe just sell your house yourself. I don't know.
Right. Because your agent may walk away from you if you don't take their advice.
Right.
All right. Next on the list, inflexibility.
Correct. So selling your home can be very emotional. It's an emotional roller coaster.
Oh, yes.
We get it. You love your home. You're attached to it. It's your baby. But maybe you remodeled from top to bottom and built it the way you wanted it, but it's not quite what needs to be on the market. So let's say you did a man cave in the base, or let's say in the main floor.
Okay. Right.
If you did it in the main floor and that's the first room you walk into, that may not have been the best idea.
Well, and it could be inflexibility with your price. Sometimes
inflexibility with the price.
Sometimes people set an unreasonably high price,
mm-hmm.
and they just have unreasonable expectations.
Right.
And I'll tell a personal story on this. Just a couple weeks ago, there's somebody in my office who's, they're trying to sell their house. And here's what's funny is that people don't really run the math to know what are they going to net on their property. Okay? Because they had already done the armchair math. And this is somebody in the mortgage industry.
Okay.
They'd already done their armchair quarterbacking and figured out what they thought they were going to net. Well, so their property, their agent listed it on Facebook saying coming soon. Well, they get a buyer before it even went on the market. Okay.
Ooh.
They thought they were only going to get about $189 for this house. But they put it on the market for $195 just to test the market. Well, somebody comes in with $192.5 offer and wanted $6,000 in closing costs.
Oh.
And no, they didn't take it. They countered.
Mm.
They countered back. First off, they countered back cutting the closing costs in half. And I said, that's just stupid because need the closing costs.
Sure.
And you're getting a 99% offer. People don't get that.
No.
You better take it. And they're like, well, but that doesn't give us the net we wanted. And sure enough, they ended up after a while, heeding my advice and going back and accepting the offer. But they got lucky they even had an opportunity to because they rejected it the first time.
Yeah, normally that's...
That would fit into the inflexibility.
Correct, right. Let's see. And what now is the next category, Doug? You want to take this one?
Well, so after we read through all those symptoms, okay, we have to honestly assess our behavior for a seller. Okay,
right.
We have to really look at it, assess our behavior, and have you contracted toxic seller syndrome? I guess is the question. If you're a seller, so the first step toward curing that is admitting it. Okay, like any other big problem, is you need to admit the fact that you have
just
toxic seller
this
syndrome.
Is a group intervention right now.
Right.
Yes, my name's Doug, and I'm a toxic seller.
Right.
I'm inflexible.
Exactly.
I won't
exactly.
leave my house. I like the house showing drama.
Right.
I ignore my agent's advice.
My house.
Right.
So what now is the faster you make the steps toward getting rid of that toxicity in your system,
right.
doing a seller cleanse, basically,
cleansing.
The better.
Right.
So
exactly.
if you're in that situation where your house hasn't sold and it's been on the market, okay, and maybe you need the advice from a different agent. Okay?
It's very possible.
If you do, reach out to me because I know a lot of the top agents in St. Louis. I'd be happy to let you know one that I consider to be an expert in your area.
Mm-hmm.
Reach out to me right away, 314-472-DOUG. Again, that's 314-472-DOUG, D-O-U-G, which is 3684, the numbers for that. Visit our website anytime, and also you can contact anybody at a local Cornerstone mortgage office and get great advice for them, too.
Because just as you mentioned, if they are inflexible, maybe it's just the awareness of not knowing their budget pricing, and maybe they can come to you for some advice on that.
Absolutely.
To help buy into their new home.
All right. Well, coming up, the term financial matrimony is a term that I have actually coined myself. That when it comes to financial and marital harmony, we're going to find out how to be an expert in that area.
Oh, you're going to save a lot of people.
You're listening to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.
Almost half of all Americans are living paycheck to paycheck. There's no extra money when bad things happen. If you're involved in an accident and are suddenly faced with medical bills, loss of income, and more expenses, what can you do? The insurance company wants to settle and settle cheap. You need someone on your side. You can trust us to protect your rights. Remember the fours. Just dial 314-444-4444. Schultz Myers, putting you first.